Today's daf is Erech in Daf Chav Vav. We are holding on Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis. We finished yesterday by reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas. What happens? Do you remember the name? I have it right here. Today's daf shir is going to be dedicated to Zchus Refu Shalema for Yosef Chai Ben Yitzchak is undergoing surgery today. He should have a refuah shleima. The learning should serve for refuah shleima. Okay, so we left off in Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis, and we had a few opinions in the Mishnah. What happens if Yovel comes and they're not goel the field? No one has been goel the field. So we know that the Kohanim get the field if it's been nigal by someone other than the owner. If the Bailim himself is goel the field, he himself buys the field back, redeems the field, so he gets to keep it. It's a steachuza. If anyone but the Bailim or the Bailim's son, we learned yesterday the Bailim's son might be an exception, anyone but the Bailim or the Bailim's son redeems the field, then it gets split up amongst the Kohanim. But what if no one stepped up, no one decided to redeem the field? So we had three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda held the Kohanim go into the field and they pay for it, they have to redeem it, and they get it. Rabbi Shimon said, no, they get it, they don't have to give anything, they don't have to pay anything, they just get the field. And Rabbi Lezer said, no, they don't get it, they don't pay for anything because they don't get anything. Rather, the field remains unclaimed and it goes through a second Yovel cycle, and if it doesn't get claimed in the second Yovel cycle again, it remains an unclaimed field until the third Yovel. Kohanim definitely don't get it, says Rabbi Lezer, until somebody redeems the field. Those are the three shittos in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara now, five lines from the bottom. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What is the svara for Rabbi Yehuda that the Kohanim get the field but have to pay? They have to give the money for the field and then they get the field. So Gemara, Kodesh Kodesh, mi Makdish Bayis. He learns it out from a case of someone who's Makdish a Bayis, someone who's Makdish a house. Just like a house, will never leave Hegdish's property without paying for it, because by a house says Varichu HaKohen, so there has to be a valuation of and a payment in order for the bias to leave the possession of Hegdish. Malalan Bedamim, just like a bias, it has to be with money. Afkan Bedamim, so to over here, without money being paid, it can't just leave Hegdish, it can't just be divided amongst the Kohanim. That's why the Kohanim have to be no same, they have to give money in order for it to be divided up. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon would say, again, Rabbi Shimon is the one that says they don't have to pay anything, they just get it, the Kohanim just get to take it. Gamar Kodesh Kodesh mi Kivsei Atzeres. He learned it out from Kivsei Atzeres, that Kivsei Atzeres are Matnos Kuhuna, Kohanim get to keep it, they don't have to pay anything for it. So too over here, Kohanim don't have to pay anything, Malalan Bechinam, just like by Kivsei Atzeres it's for free, Afkan Bechinam over here as well, it's for free, they don't have to pay anything. V'Rabbi Yehuda Nami Nelef mi Kivsei Atzeres. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn it from Kivsei Atzeres? Why does Rabbi Yehuda learn it from Makdish Bayis instead of Kivsei Atzeres? So done. Katche Bedek Abayis mi Katche Bedek Abayis. We derive Katche Bedek Abayis from Katche Bedek Abayis. Ve'in done Katche Bedek Abayis mi Katche Mizbeach. But we don't derive Katche Bedek Abayis from Katche Mizbeach. Meaning when a person gives a field to Hegdish, so that's Katche Bedek Abayis. It's not Katche Mizbeach. A field is obviously not brought on the Mizbeach. Kivsei Atzeres are brought on the Mizbeach. It's Katche Mizbeach. So we'd much rather compare giving the field to giving the house, and how the field leaves the possession of Hegdish with how a house leaves the possession of Hegdish, rather than compare it with Kivsei Atzeres, which is something that's brought on the Mizbeach. It's Katche Mizbeach. It's not as comparable. What about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon compares it to Katche Mizbeach. Why does he do that? Rabbi Shimon Nami Nelef Mi Makdish Bayis. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon derive the halacha of how a field leaves the possession of Hegdish at Yovel, an unredeemed field leaves the possession of Hegdish at Yovel, from Makdish Bayis? Why instead does he reach to Katche Mizbeach to find a comparison? So done in Davar Shematan al Kohanim, mi Davar Shematan al Kohanim. Because the Asteh Achuzah and the Kivsei Atzeres are both Matnos Kuhuna. They're two of the 24 Matnos Kuhuna. when a person is makdish or bias, there is nothing to do with kohanim. There is no such din that it goes to kohanim. Vein don davar shematan al kohanim, he davar sheinu matan al kohanim. So we're not going to learn out the din of steyachuza from something that has nothing to do with a matan al kohanim. So that's where each of the first two shitos in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who both hold that it goes to kohanim at Yovel, an unredeemed field goes to kohanim at Yovel. They only argue about whether you have to pay. That's where they get their shitos. But the third shita is the most intriguing of the shitos, because that's the one that says that it doesn't even go to kohanim at Yovel. That an unredeemed field, once Yovel comes, just stays unredeemed and it stays unclaimed. So the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the time pretty much discussing Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So says the Gemara, two dots now, Rabbi Lazar Omer, lo nichnasin velo nosnin. So Rabbi Lazar says that the kohanim don't go into the field to take it, nor do they give anything. Do they give anything for the field? So my time, Rabbi Lazar Bach changes it to Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Im Lo Yigal Asasada, Lo Yigal Od. That if a person did not redeem the field up until this point, he can't redeem it anymore. And here is, and the continuation of the quote goes, the way the Gemara is quoting it, V'machar Asasada, if he sold the field, V'yasada B'tseso B'Yovel, then when the field goes out at Yovel, then it goes to Kohanim. Meaning, the way he's reading the Pasuk, he explains the Pasuk as follows. If the field is not redeemed, it can no longer be redeemed. If the Gizbar already sold the field, and the field is now, and now Yovel arrives, then the field goes back to Kohanim. But it sounds like, had the Gizbar not ever sold the field, because no one ever came to buy it, then it wouldn't go to Kohanim. It just doesn't tell us where it does go, so it must be that it remains in limbo, that it stays in the Rishos of Hagdish, it stays as an unclaimed field, till the next Yovel. So that's the way Rabbi Lezer Darshins the Pasuk according to Rava's understanding. So Amar Abaye, so there are going to be three explanations of Rabbi Lazar Shita. That is the first of the three. The second one is going to be right now from Abaye, and the third one is all the way at the bottom of the page. Amar Rava, Amar Kra. Rava is going to have a different Pasuk to explain Rabbi Eliezer. But says the Gemara for right now, Amar Abaye, Sakina Charifa Mifsika Krai. So Abaye says, how could you take a Pasuk and butcher it like that? Pasuk does not say what we just quoted. What the pasuk actually says is v'im lo yigal es hasadeh v'im machar es hasadeh lishacher lo yigoy elod. That it puts lo yigal es hasadeh and machar es hasadeh lishacher together, and then it says lo yigoy elod. He butchered a pasuk. He said lo yigal es hasadeh, then he says lo yigoy elod. And then he goes back to the phrase "V'machar sada v'yisada b'tseis b'yovel." That is not the way the pasuk reads. So you can't butcher a pasuk to make it fit your own agenda for how you want the halacha to turn out. So Elam and Abaye, so Abaye says no. Pshat is as follows: Time into Rabbi Lazar Kiddetanya. The real reason for Rabbi Lazar is as explained in the Brisa. Again, Rabbi Lazar holds that an unclaimed, unredeemed field at Yovel will not go to the Kohanim at all. It will remain a forsaken field until the next Yovel. Lo yigal yachal lo teinigal shetei lefanuk stei mikna. I might think that if a field has not been redeemed, has not been claimed, so I might think the owner no longer has the right to redeem it at all, even for it to just become like a stay mikneh for him. So Talmud, meaning the difference between a stay achuzah and a stay mikneh, is if I redeem my own stay achuzah, my own ancestral field, then I get to keep it forever. I don't have to give it back to anybody at Yovel, it's mine. If I redeem a stay mikneh, meaning somebody else's field that they had given to Hagdish, and I buy it, I get it until Yovel. And then at Yovel it goes to Kohanim. So I might think that even if the field had not yet been redeemed by anybody, that the owner not only cannot buy it back as a stay achuza, he can't even buy it back and treat it like a stay mikne. Tamalomar od. That's why the pasuk says od, which teaches us the kamos shahaisa ena negelas avon negelas shatei lefanav kastei mikna. That at a certain point, and the Gemara is going to elaborate on when this point is, at a certain point it becomes too late for the bailim to buy it back and keep it forever. And at that point, if the bailim buys it back, he's going to be like anybody else who redeemed this field within the first yovel before the first yovel arrived, where at the next time yovel arrives, he's going to have to give it back, and the Kohanim are going to divide it up. So there's some point where the Bailim becomes just like everybody else. So Emas, when is that? The Pasuk is telling me that there is some point that happens. When is that point? If you want to say that it's in the first Yovel, that it's all within the before the first Yovel arrives, after the time that it was made into Hagdish, so then why can't the Bailim be Goelit normally? Let him be Goelit as a Steachuza. That's when the Bailim has the right to buy it back, and it will be his field, and that's it. Nothing to talk about. So it must be that we're talking about the second Yovel, that it's after one Yovel had passed. So after one yovel had passed, the Bailim still has the right to buy it back, but not as a steachuza. He could buy it back the same way anyone else could have bought it back, whereas he gets to treat it like a stei mikne, and at yovel, at the next yovel, it's going to go to Kohanim. So Laman, whose shita could that brisa possibly be going like, that we're in the second yovel, and it's still a redeemable field? Elam and the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Lekohanim Nafka. According to both of the first two shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who say that a field that went unclaimed and unredeemed by the time the first yovel arrives still gets split up by the Kohanim. So then, so in the second yovel, it's not available anymore. Kohanim, it's already been split up amongst the Kohanim. The Kohanim already have it. That's not an available field. So we can't be going like Rabbi Shimon if we're assuming sometime during the second Yovel, the owner is going to be able to redeem it. He just has to treat it like a Stei Mikna. I love Rabbi Lazar. So it must be that it's Rabbi Lazar. Ushma mina taimid Rabbi Lazar mehacha. So you see, that's where Rabbi Lazar must get that nothing happens at the first Yovel if it went unclaimed, because it's still available for redemption. Not the same kind of redemption that it was available for during the first Yovel. During the first Yovel, the owner could have redeemed it and it would have gone back to being a Steachuza, but still could have been available for redemption in the second Yovel if it went unclaimed in the first Yovel, to at least be treated like a Stei Mikna. So period, that is Abaye's understanding of the source for Rabbi Elazar Shita. Now, when the Gemara said, if we're talking about Yovel Rishon, then it could have even been redeemed as a Steachuza, so it must be that we're talking about Yovel Sheni, that this Brisa could not be about Yovel Rishon. So Tosas raises the Kasha, how do you know it's not about Yovel Rishon? Maybe we're talking about that it's in the Yovel Rishon, and we're dealing with a case where someone else redeemed the field from the Gizbar, and the Bailim bought the field from that someone else, all within the first Yovel. In that situation, the Sada is treated by the Bailim like a Stei Mikna. If the Bailim himself buys it back from Hagdish, good, it's a Stei Achuza. But if someone else buys it back from Hagdish, a person can only sell what they own. So if someone else buys it back from Hagdish, they only have rights in it like a Stei Mikna. When they then sell it to the Bailim will only have rights in it like a Stei Mikna. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is teaching me, asks Tosos. So, and it's all within the first Yovel. How do you know it's within the second Yovel, and therefore this teaches us Rabbi Elazar Shita that at the first Yovel, if it's unclaimed, it must still stay in limbo? So Tosos answers, it's not mistaver to say that the Pasuk speaks about the Bailim being Goel miyad acher, from somebody else other than Hegdish. Bivada, you have to say that the Pasuk is speaking about the Bailim being Goelit, or someone else being Goelit from the Gizbar. It has to be talking about somebody getting it from the Gizbar, because if someone else redeemed it, he has the right not to sell it to the Bailim at all. So the Pasuk Lo Yigael doesn't speak about a Geula Miyada Gizbar, because it can't be that it speaks about anything but a Geula Miyada Gizbar, because anybody else has the right to choose to sell it or not to sell it. The Gizbar has to sell it. If someone comes and offers what they're supposed to offer for the field, the Gizbar has a chiyuv to sell it. So the whole Pasuk has to be about buying it from the Gizbar. So the Rashash explains what Tosfos means by that is that you can't say the Pasuk is going to teach me that the Bailim can be goel the field from someone else who is goel it from Hegdish, and it will be a Stei Mikna for him, because that's too pashut. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Because again, as I pointed out before, a person can only sell what he owns. So obviously, if the Bailim gets it from somebody who himself got it from Hegdish, and that person who himself got it from Hegdish can only treat it like a stei mitna, doesn't have it beyond Yovel, it's only a stei mitna from, so it's pashut. I don't need a pasuk. It's pashut that the Bailim can only treat it like a stei mitna. That's how the Rashash explains the kavana of Tosos. The old Shlomo explains Tosos means that any time you have geula in this parsha, it has to be a geula that's bal karcho of the person who's holding the field, meaning the gizbar, that the gizbar has no choice, that the person who's selling it, in this case it has to be the gizbar, because it has to be someone who has no choice but to sell the field. But a geula from someone who purchased the field is not bal karcho, it's midaito miritzono, and that can't be. However, that's all Tosos. Tosos says, that was Tosos kasha, Tosos taretz, how do you know we're not dealing within the first Yovel, and maybe it's the Bailim buying it back from someone else who redeemed it, and Tosos taretz, that can't be what the pasuk is about. Shita Mukbetzes was bothered by the same kasha, but he proves from this kasha that the din that we learned in the Mishnah previously, that if one of the other krovim are goel the field, and the Bailim is goel it from him, that the sada, the field, does not remain in the reshus of the Bailim at Yovel, rather it goes and is divided amongst the Kohanim, that it's treated like a stei mikneh, says Shittim Kubetzes, that halacha must be incorrect, we must have a mistaken girsa, because if that were true, then we would have said that's the case of the Braisa, meaning Shittim Betz is so bothered by this kasha that he says it can't be the reason that the Braisa is not talking about the first Yovel must be that halacha is not true, that if someone else redeems the field and then the Bailim gets it from that someone else, it must be that the Bailim does not have to treat it like Estei Mikneh, and that the Bailim does get to keep it even past Yovel. So he says you have to be goris in the Mishnah that forever, whenever the Bailim is goel it from someone who's goel miyad hegdish, the Bailim gets to keep it like a stei achuza, not like a stei mikna. Unbelievable, he says, that's the sheet of the Ramban and the Girsa of the Ramban. It's only Girsas Rashi that the Tosos has an issue with, in if you hold like Girsas Rashi, in the Mishnah. The other kasha that the Achronim ask, Lukutei Halachos and the Olah Shlomo and others ask, is so we say, okay, this Braisa must be going within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that at the first Yovel nothing changes, if it hasn't been redeemed, nothing changes, does not get split up amongst the Kohanim. So how do we know that it's going like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? Why don't we say that the Braisa is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda held that the Kohanim get it after the first Yovel, but they have to pay for it. So say that that what happened is the first Yovel passed and the Kohanim didn't want to pay anything. So if they didn't want to pay anything, so what do you think is going to happen to it? Nothing. It's not going. If Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kohanim only get it when they pay for it, so why don't we just say the price is going like Rabbi Yehuda and Kohanim chose not to pay for it? They didn't pay for it, and that's why it remained. That's the kasha that all the Achronim ask. So the Chaye Aryeh, quoted over here in Bir Yadav, Chaye Aryeh says, from here you could see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim don't want to pay for it, we force them to pay for it. We force them to be put to the field, and therefore it's not shaykh that it could be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda would never say that it remains in the possession of, in no man's land, a forsaken field after Yovel, it has to go to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are forced to pay for it. However, the Chavetz Chaim, Lekutei Halachos, doesn't think that that's correct. He doesn't think we're kofa the Kohanim to be poda a field when Yovel comes. It's not mistaver to say that the Torah is mechayiv them to be poda a field. What did they do wrong? What was their avera? What was their pesha that they need to be to spend their money to redeem a field and to lose their money unnecessarily? Even the Makdish himself, the Torah is never mechayiv to be poda the field. Kal v'chomer, there should be no chiyuv on the Kohanim to be poda the field. And also, it sounds like the fact that the field is split up amongst the Kohanim by Yovel is matnos kohuna. It sounds from the Gemara, that's one of the dinim of the matnos kohuna. So what do you mean? That the Kohanim would be forced to pay for it? It's a matana. How could it be? So he says, you have to say that the Kohanim are able to be poda it b'shavya, that we don't force them to pay the secret formula of chamishim shekel kesef, you know, and the shekel and pundion per year, whatever it is, not shekel and pundion for a year when the Kohanim do it, it would have to be the full chamishim shekel kesef. We don't force them to do that because the field may be worth a lot less than that. We force them to be poda b'shavya, so then it's stam, a good real estate investment. So that we can force them to do. But to force them to spend a given amount amount of money, that can't be. Okay, that's the answer of the Chafetz Chaim. Says the Gemara, Vayter now. So now we just explained Rabbi Elazar's Shita, and we said Rabbi Elazar's Shita is based on a drasha of the word ode. That the word ode teaches me that if the Bailim and nobody else was goelit by the time the first Yovel came, so then going forward, the Bailim has the ability to be poda it still, but not as a stei achuza. It's like a stei mikne. So it says in Rabbi Tizra, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, hi ode my darshi bay. So what did Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon do with the word ode? It can't be talking about after the first Yovel is over, because according to Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, once the first Yovel comes, it goes to Kwanim automatically. So there's nothing that happens after the first Yovel. It already is in the possession of Kohanim. So what's the ode? Where do we ever have a situation that the Bailim can be poda, but only as a stei mikne? So it says, Mara elach ma'eskinan besad shiyatz l'kohanim v'ikdisha kohen v'asu Bailim l'mifraka. Case was, it went to the Kohanim at Yovel. The Kohen who got that field was then makdish it, and now the original owner wants to be poda it. So does he have the right to be poda it? And B, if he is poda it, does it go back to being his stei achuzah that he gets to keep forever and ever? Or is it just treated like a stei mikna when the next Yovel comes, can go back to Kohanim? So Salka, that coming in low tifrak shetel of stei mikna, I might thought he can't be poda it at all, not even to make it like a stei mikna. Tamalomer ode, that's why the pasuk says, ode, the kamosha I say in negelis of negelis shetel of stei mikna. He can't redeem it to make it like it was, like a stei achuzah, but he can redeem it to make it like a stei mikna. Vatanya, and we have a brisa. This vatanya is benichusa. We have a brisa that says just like this. Bishnasa yovel yoshva sada lasher kaneu meyuto. That at Yovel, the field goes back to the person you purchased it from. Yachol Yachso, the Gizbar Shalachal Menuim, I think you give it back to the Gizbar from whom you've purchased it. Tamalomer la Sher lo Achuza Sa'aretz. That's why the Pasuk also says you give it to the person who has the Achuza, whose family inheritance that field is. Yomer la Sher lo Achuza Sa'aretz, ma Tamalomer la Sher Kaneu Meitav. Well, then why does it say that you give it back to the person you bought it from? Let it just say you give it back to the person whose family plot it is. So Sada Shiatz So the case must be that if you have a field that went to the Kohanim at Yovel, and then the Kohen sold it, and the person who purchased the field was makdishit v'go'ala acher, and someone else redeemed it, yachol tachsel the Bailim Arishonim. So I might think that it goes back to the Bailim Arishonim at Yovel. Tamalomer l'asher kaneu. In that case, you give it back to the person who purchased it. V'itzrich lo yigal v'itzrich l'michtav l'asher kaneu. And we need both psukim lo yigal and l'asher kaneu. Dikas rachman lo yigal de lo kahadro klal. Had it only told me the pasuk of lo yigal, I would say that's talking about a kohen who's makdishit where it never goes back to anybody because it's stei achuza legabe the kohen. It says the kohen tia achuza so becomes the kohen's achuza. So when the kohen is makdishit, it has a din of a kohen being makdish to stei achuza. So when someone else redeems it from hegdish, it goes out at Yovel and it's divided amongst the kohanim. But the kohen who's makdishit doesn't get to keep it as his own field. So that's why it's not going to go to the original owner, because even like a stei achuza, even the kohen who's makdishit, it doesn't go back to him anything special. Aval hacha de kahadra teyadu lemarakama. But in a case where a kohen sells it and the lokeach was makdishit, where now it's a stei mikna, and when someone redeems it from hegdish and yovel comes, it does not go to the kohanim. It goes back to the original owner. So it goes back to somebody. It doesn't go split amongst the kohanim. So I might think it should go back to the original owner who is makdishit first, because it's his achuza. That's why it says asher kadeu meito, that it goes back to the kohen who purchased it from Hegdish. That's who it goes back to. Avalach the kashrut tadul marakamis. So kashrut rachman al asher kano. That's why the pasuk says la asher kano, that it doesn't go back to the original stei achuza, the original person whose ancestral plot it was. Rather, it goes to the kohen. The kashrut rachman al asher kano de lo kayavi bailim dami. Had it said asher kano where the bailim don't pay, avalach the kayavi dami take him biadayu. But over here where the bailim do pay, I might think it should go to the bailim. Kashrut rachman al lo yigal. That's why the pasuk says lo yigal. V'kas rachmana lo yigal. And had the pasuk said lo yigal, v'lo kas of ode, and never said the word ode, hava minilo tifra klal, I might think that the bailim is forever cut out from being able to redeem that field. So Kas Rachmana Od, and that's why the Pasuk has to say Od to teach us Lekamosha Haisa in a Negelas Avol Negelas Telefanim Kistei Mikna, that that you can't redeem the field like it was, but you could still redeem the field like a Stei Mikna. The Bailim will still be able to treat the field like a Stei Mikna. Fine, so my Havielas, says Gemara, at the end of the day, what's the real reason for Rabbi Elazar? Where does Rabbi Elazar get the idea that when the Yovel, the first Yovel comes, if it was unclaimed, it does not go to Kohanim? So Amar Rava, Rava says a third possibility. Amar Kra, Vahaya Asad B'Tseso B'Yovel. B'Tseso Miyad, or, you know, it may not even be a third possibility. Abaye didn't really give an answer where it comes from. Abaye gave a proof that there's a brisa that goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Well, I guess it was sort of an answer where it comes from, because Od, the only way to say the pasuk Od. Okay, so maybe it is a third answer. So Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Vaya Asad B'Tseso B'Yovel. B'Tseso Miyad Acher. Pasuk says when the field goes out at Yovel, then it goes to the Kohanim. So it sounds like a prerequisite for it to go to the Kohanim is that it has to be B'tseso Miyad Acher, is that it has to come out from somebody else's possession. If it remained in the possession of Hegdash the entire time, it sounds like it's not going to go to the Kohanim. Only if someone else had redeemed it, and now it's going back to the Kohanim, only then will it go to the Kohanim, but not when it's when it's just a field that remained completely unclaimed and unredeemed. Fine. Says the let's see. Vayter. Says the Gemara Vayter. Yibayilhu. Bailim biyovel sheni ka'achar damo alo. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that during the second yovel, the bailim has the ability to redeem the field. How is he? What does that redemption mean? Is it like anybody else that would redeem the field where it's a stay mikna, or is he not like an acher, but rather it would be as if he were poda it during yovel rishon, where it goes back to being a stay achuza? So we spent the entire Raman Aleph pretty much saying that he's like somebody else. That it does not. That according to Rabbi Elazar, it does not become his stay achuza. We said that was the only way to make the brisa make sense. So there is going to be a certain amount of repetitiveness on Amud Beis. So Tashma say, let's bring a proof. Lo yigal yachalote negelash telefon of kastei mikna. And the pasuk says, Lo yigal, I might think that had the field not been redeemed, the bailim has no right to redeem it at all, even to make it like kastei mikna. Tamalomer od. That's why the pasuk says, Oh, the kamosh haisei negelash telefon of kastei mikna. No, the bailim just doesn't have the right to make it back into a stei chuzah, but it does become like a stei mikna. Amos, when would that be the case where the bailim could make it could redeem it, but only as a stei mikna, not as a stei chuzah? Ilem biyovel rishon. If it was in the first yovel, mayin negelash telefon. Then why wouldn't he be able to be goled as a stei achuza in the first yovel? Of course he could be goled as a stei achuza. El pshita biyovel sheni. It must be that we're talking in the second yovel. Uleman, who's shita? Either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim nafka. If you're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, what do you mean? After the first yovel, it went to the Kohanim. So there's no one redeeming it anymore. It already belongs to the Kohanim. Elav the Rabbi Lazar. So it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar. Ushmaimina biyovel sheni ka'achar damu. And you see that the Bailim in the second Yovel cycle are treated like an Acher in the sense that they when they redeem the field, it does not go back to being a Stei Achuza, it remains simply a Stei Mikna. So says Mar B'tiz Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Shimon Hai Od My Dar Shibay. This may sound familiar also. This also we had in Amud Aleph. So what did Rabbi Yudav and Rabbi Shimon do with the word Od? What did they darsh in the word Od? If it can't be talking about anything that happens during the second Yovel, because during the second Yovel, it's already in the hands of the Kohanim. Now the case is, it went to the Kohanim at Yovel, and then the Kohen who got this field was Makdashit, and now the original owner wants to be pulled to the field. What's the status now? I might think he can't redeem it at all, not even to make it like a Stei Mikna. That's why we have Od to teach me. No, it can't be Nigal the way it was originally, but it can be, meaning the way it could have been during the first Yovel, where the Bailim could have gotten it back as a Stei Achuza, but he can buy it back as a Stei Mikna. Vatanya, Yashva Sada Shakanei Meito, Yachl Yachzel Gizbar Shalachei Menu. So when it says that the field goes back to the person that you bought it from, Stam, somebody redeems the field during the first Yovel, let's say, an Acher, not the original owner. So now comes Yovel, he has to give it back. So the halacha is, we know that he has to give it back to the Kohanim. We're going to darshan. Pasuk says, Yashva Sada Shakanei Meito, that it goes back to the person that you bought it from. So you might think you give it back to the Gizbar, who you bought it from. Tamlomer l'shaloch zaretz. That's what the pasuk says. No, it goes back to the person who has an achuz zaretz. Ma tamlomer l'shakaneus. Then what does it mean that you give it back to the person that it was purchased from? So sadash yatzal the kohanim. So this is talking about a case. Again, we already had this Taman Aleph about a field that went to the kohanim. Umachra kohen, and then the kohen sold it. Vikdisha lokech. We add in one extra step. You know, we before said that it was a sada that before we spoke about a case where a sada went out to the kohanim and the kohen himself was makdish it. And then we said that at that point, the Bailim can still be podel like a stay mikne. But now we're adding in an extra step. It was a field that went to the Kohanim. The Kohen then sold it to another party. And that lokeach was makdishit. We added in one more step. I don't know if on Amud Aleph, I don't know if I was clear about that. The ikdisha lokeach, was makdishit. The goala acher. And then someone else comes and is goal that field from Hegdish. So what happens at Yovel? I might think that the field should go back to the original Bailim, the original Bailim, meaning the one who was a Steyachuza for originally, Tamalom Alasher Kano. That's why the Pasuk says, no, it goes back to where you bought it from. And needs to say Loyugal and also Alasher Kano. Dikas Rachman, meaning Loyugal, meaning that that if the original Bailim was not goaled by the first Yovel, he will no longer be able to be goaled as his Steyachuza, meaning it's never going to go back to him. Dikas Rachman. That's because it doesn't go back at all. That's why the pasuk says lashar kanahu. V'kas rachman lashar kanahu. And if the pasuk would have said lashar kanahu, the loka yavi bailim dami. That's where the bailim aren't paying anything. Aval hachad yavi bailim dami. But I would have thought that if the bailim are paying anything, take him be a dayu. Let the original bailim get it back. Because Rachman lo yigal, that's what the pasuk says. No, he loses the right to redeem it. He can no longer get it back. Vikas Rachman lo yigal v'lokas of Ode. Why do I need the drush of Ode, therefore, to teach me that when the Bailim pays for it, he doesn't get it as a stay achuza, he only gets it as a stay mikna? Because had it not said Ode, havamini lo tifro klal. Had it not said Ode, I would have thought he can't get it at all. That the original Bailim is totally cut out from this field, and we never let him even look at it. We never let him try to make any pitch to get it back at all. So that's why it says Ode, the Kumashai say in the Gals of the Gals Telephonic Stemikna, to teach me that when the original Bailam tries to redeem it, he can redeem it as a Stemikna, not as a Steachuza. Period. May Avialah, so Tashmar, Rablazram, or Gala, Bailam, Biyovel, Sheni, Yatzel, Kwan, and Biyovel. So Gemara says, what do we say at the end of the day? What's the halacha in the second Yovel, according to Rablazar? So the Gemara, what's the gears over here? May Avialah. Yes, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Gala Bailim Biyovel Sheni, Yotzel Kohanim Biyovel. That if the Bailim tries to be Gobel the field during the second Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim when the second Yovel arrives, when the second Yovel comes. Meaning, it's a Stei Mikne for the original Bailim. Amrle Ravina L'Ravashi, Ha'anan Lotnan Hachi. But that's not the way we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar Amar, the Rebbe Lazar says Kohanim are not allowed to get that field unless somebody else, an Acher, was goel the field. So how can you say that if even the Bailim themselves were goel the field during the second Yovel, that it goes back to the Kohanim at the end of that Yovel? Rabbi Lazar, the way we have it, says that only if an outsider is goel the field does it go to Kohanim. Over here, you have the Bailim being goel the field, and it's going to go to Kohanim at Yovel. Samarlei, Bailim biyovel sheni ka'ach adamu. Yeah. The Bailim during the second Yovel have a din of an Acher. They are somebody else. The Bailim during the second Yovel are an Acher. That was the whole discussion. That's what we discussed twice already. The status of the Bailim. That's what the word Ode taught us, that it becomes like a Stei Mikna. So that's what it means, Acher. Ikeda Amri, Reb Lazar Omer, Gala Biyovel Sheni, Eina Yotzel Kohanim Biyovel. Others say that Reb Lazar holds that if the Bailim is Goel during the second Yovel, it does not go back to the Kohanim. Amr le Ravina le Ravashi, Afana Nami Tanin, Rav Lozer Amr Eina Kohanim Nechnasim Letocha Ad She Yigalena Acher, that we brought a Raya, that Akasha, a Raya from the Girsa of the Mishnah, that the Kohanim do not get to take the field until someone else is Goalit, but the Bailim, if the Bailim is Goalit, the Kohanim will not get the field. So that's a Raya. Amr le Imas Nisin, Havamina Bailim Yovel Sheni Kachu Dama. So he said, no, it's not a Raya, because that might be referring to the Bailum when it says Acher, the Bailum during Yovel Sheni when they have a din of an Acher. Kamash Milan, that's why we needed the Ikadamri, we needed Rabbi Lazar's, the Ikadamri of Rabbi Lazar to teach me that the Kohanim do not get it when the Bailum is Gol during Yovel Sheni. So essentially, the entire Daf taught us one thing, and this Ikadamri taught us the exact opposite. The entire Daf taught us that one Yovel passes, in Rabbi Lazar's point of view, now everyone is even, the Bailum and everybody else are all considered outsiders in the sense that they all have the right to be Goalit, but only to treat it as a Stei Mikne, to keep it until Yovel, and then it will go to Kohanim. Whereas this Ikadamri tells us know the Bailim is still special, that the Bailim could still redeem it as a Bailim and it will not go to the Kohanim at Yovel. Okay, new Mishnah. Halukeach sada me'aviv umeis aviv. Let's say a person purchases a field from his father and then his father dies, so now it would have been his Yerusha anyway, v'achar kach hikdisha, and then he's makdish the field. Does that have a din of a stei achuza, or is that have a din of a stei mikne? So, harehi kistei achuza. That has a din of a stei achuza. Hikdisha v'achar kach meis, meaning the difference between stei achuza and stei mikne on this level, a yovel is going to go back to him anyway, right? So the difference over here is whether it's the only way by yovel would go back to Kohanim is if it was a stei achuza that he gave to Akdash and someone else had redeemed it, right? But the issue over here is going to be how much does it cost to redeem for the Bailam himself, right? How much would it cost to redeem? If it's a stei mikne, you pay the value. If it's a stei achuza, you pay the chamishim shekel, plus a fifth if you're the Bailam. So hikdisha v'achar kach meis aviv, let's say he's makdish the field, and then his father died, so he's makdish the field before he would have yarshined it, harei kistei mikne, then it's treated like a stei mikne, divrei meir, because that at that point his only shaychus to the field was as a purchaser. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon omrim, harei kistei achuza. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon say, even though at that point he would not yet have yarshined the field at the time that he was makdish it, still you treat it like a stei achuza. Shneimrim istei mikne so, asher lo mistei achuza so, because we darshin, since the pasuk says that a sada mikne is dafka something that's lo mistei achuza so, we darshan sada she'ina ru'uya liyo stei achuza. Yatzazu she ru'uya liyo stei achuza. That it's dafka got to be a field that's not ro'uy to be a stei achuza. This field is ro'uy to be a stei achuza. So even though it has not yet become a stei achuza, it's still treated as a stei achuza because it could have been, it's one day going to be a stei achuza. Period. Sada mikne ina yotza l'kohanim b'yovel. A stei mikne does not go to Kohanim at Yovel, Sheina de Makdish Dover Sheina Shalo, because a person cannot be Makdish something that doesn't belong to him. So if the person himself does not have the right to be makdish it forever and leave it in the hands of the Kohanim, are considered an extension of Hegdish, so that's why Sada Mikneh, if it was hukdash by someone who just purchased it and only, himself only has it till Yovel, so then it's not going to go to the Kohanim by Yovel. HaKohanim alviyim makdishin liyolam begolim liyolam bein lefnei Yovel bein liachra Yovel. Kohanim and Leviim can be makdish liolam. The Gemara will explain what that means, and there can be goal liolam. If a Kohen is makdish the karka that he got as Yerusha, then he can be goalit even after Yovel. That's because special gzeras hakasav gu'ulas olam tiel alviim. That it's a gu'ulas olam. He has the right forever to be goalless field, unlike a regular bailim who does not have that right forever. Now the Minchas Chinuch writes that according to the reason that the Mishnah says that if you are makdish to stay mikne, that it does not go to Kohanim at Yovel, because you can only be makdish that which you own, and if it's your stay mikne, you only purchased it, you don't have any ownership of it after Yovel. So if a person sells a field, let's say for a 60-year time period, in such a din, such a case, if I say that I'm selling this field for 60 years, it does not go back at Yovel. Like the Gemara in Bamitzia is clear about that. The Gemara in Bamitzia defying Tesamon Aleph. So let's say someone sold a field for a 60-year time period, and the Lokeach was Makdish that field, and then Yovel arrives. So even though the field doesn't go back to the Bailam Rishonim, maybe it should be given to the Kohanim until the 60 years. Because I had the right to be Makdish it, and the halach of things that are in the hands of Hagdish when Yovel comes is that it goes to Kohanim, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Lazar said otherwise, but Rabbi Lazar said it would still stay in limbo, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would go to Kohanim. So that, and then after 10 years later, it would go back to the original, to the original owner. It would go back because that was the deal. Because the whole reason that a Sadeh Mikna doesn't go to Kohanim by Yovel is because it's a Makdish Dover Shein Shlo. It's not a din that a Sadeh Mikna can't go to Kohanim by Yovel. It's just because you can only be Makdish your rights in it. So that's the heart of the Minchas Chinuch. If your rights in it extend beyond Yovel, so Mela, you have a field that's a Sadeh Mikna that can be divided amongst the Kohanim at Yovel, as long as your rights to it, the person who's Makdish it, person who had purchased it and is now Makdish it, his rights extend beyond Yovel. Another point over here, Tos Yontif raises the kasha, why does the Mishnah have to give this reason that a person can't be Makdish Dover Shein Shalom? It's beferish in the pasuk that in this system of knasa a shalom stay achuz aso yakdish lashem v'chish of lo akoinus mechsas erkha at shnas yovel v'nas es erkha b'yomu kodesh lashem, that during the year of Yovel the field goes back to the person you purchased it from. It's mefurish to stay miknas chos of the bailam harishonim at Yovel. How could you say that it would that how could you ever have a meaning that it would be mischalik l'kohanim and it would go anywhere but the bailam? It's beferish in the pasuk. What do you need is a pasuk? So says that, what do you need a reason that ain't not the Makdish Dover Shein Shalom? So the Tos Yontif says, even though it's mefurish in the pasuk, we need the reason of the Mishnah, because the pasuk speaks only in a case where the Makdish is the one that's poda it. V'chish of the Akoyin is mechsasa erkecha, and the Mishnah is coming to tell me that this din is noik even if someone else is goel it, or it's not nigal at all. That's the additional chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, but we'll pick up at the Gemara tomorrow. 10 Rabbanan.